Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Life of Praise. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I remember one night we were on satellite. We were broadcasting all over the world. And Brother Hagin called me up. He said, "You got a song?" And I thought, I think I do. I didn't say that, but I just said, "Yes, sir." And I bounced up to the piano. And I started playing and singing, going a certain direction. And I'd been going about 10 words, and I realized, this ain't it. This ain't it. Cameras were zoomed in. Satellites feeding. Let's just stop here. How could I tell this is not it? Quickening is not there. The edification is not there. You know, this applies to every area of life. You know, when we first got here to town, we looked at more than one place. There were other theaters for sale. There were other places for sale. We looked at them. But, you know, you look at them and you use your mind and you think about things, but, you know, it was nice and this was nice, but there was nothing in here. There was no quickening. And Phyllis looked at this place first. I was praying in the condo, really praying. I thought, "Lord, are you serious about this?" And thank God he was. But at that time, you know, I didn't know all of y'all then. And Phyllis came back. She said, "You ought to come see this place. There's something about it." I said, "Really?" And we stepped in here, and it had been empty for 3 years. We began to look around, and here it began to come. There's something else besides just our head going on now. There's a quickening. Well, that's the leading. Quickening. How'd I get off on that? What were we talking about before we got there? You remember? That's right, number three. Oh, y'all are doing good. Must be in the spirit, man. We're focused. We're moving. 2 Corinthians, are you there? A third truth, a way to know what is flesh and what is spirit. Tell me the first two again. How can you tell if it's in the flesh or the spirit? It'll always glorify Jesus. It'll draw attention to him. It'll emphasize him. I don't mean part of the time. If it was Holy Ghost, it glorified Jesus. Every time. Every time. If it just drew attention to flesh, it's flesh. Secondly, what does edify mean? It builds up. Jesus used the word quicken. Quicken means to make full of life. There's a quickening. There's a spark. We've done that for so many years now. Everything I do, if I'm looking for a motorcycle, I don't care how pretty I think it is. I don't care how great a deal it is. If I don't have the quickening, that's not the one. I don't care, you know, little things like, where do you go to eat tonight? Did you hear me? Now, don't make a big deal out of it. Don't get over the corner and huddle up and go pray in tongues for an hour about it. I mean, everybody's eating done before you get through, you know. But what you do is you just think about different places, right? You think about different ones, and that's a good place. That's a good, but nothing. That, you think about this one, you go, oh, yeah. Little something there. It don't have to be huge, but there's a little something there. If it's the Spirit, it is quickening. And I'm telling you, it's amazing how God will lead you and protect you by this, that the quickening doesn't have to be big. There's been so many times I just had a little something in me about, don't do that, do this. I thought about doing this, nothing. It's just flat. Thought about doing this, yeah, there's a quickening. And it saved my life. And later you think, Lord, that was pretty serious. And it looked like I could have easily missed it. Well, but he knew you was going to follow it. So that's all that was necessary. You're out of danger. Said out loud, follow the witness. Follow the Spirit.
Follow the Spirit.
Follow the quickening.
Follow the quickening.
That way you won't buy the wrong house. That way you won't get the wrong car. I know I had wanted a new Corvette ever since I was a little boy. I mean, I wanted a new Corvette. And Phyllis and I had been married for a few years, and we got to a place where we could get one. And we had made a deal with somebody out of state. I had found one like I'd been looking for. Metal flake blue convertible with a white rag top, white interior. I thought, yep. So we went there, and they're supposed to have prepped the car. It took us hours to drive there. And we got there, and we waited and waited and waited. And we're supposed to have it ready when we got there. And I mean, it's 2 hours. And finally, they bring it around, and whoo, it is sharp. Man, that thing's gleaming in the sun. I thought, yeah, buddy. That car's calling, take me home. Take me home. Me and you are buddies now. We got in it. Man, the thing's pretty. Brand spanking new. Drove it around the corner. Drove it around another corner. Phyllis said, this car's not right. I knew she was right, but I didn't want to let on. Because we both got the same Holy Ghost, right? I acted dumb. I said, what? This thing's pretty. She said, I know it is. It is pretty, but something's not right. What do you mean, something's not right? Well, she didn't know. I had the same thing. And I didn't want it to be that way because I've been wanting this car for so long. And there wasn't many like this around. And we found one, and here it is. And they made us a good deal. And of course, this is how you miss God. This is exactly how you miss God. What should I be looking for? The witness. I should be looking for a quickening, not just how much my flesh likes it. Like a lady one time, she was looking for cars, and she saddled up beside this new Mercedes. She said, my spirit man needs this. Are you sure that's the spirit you're talking about? Because so many times, what is it? It's just your flesh. But if you follow your flesh, you wind up at the wrong place. That's how you get into all kind of trouble. We drove it around another block or two. There was a rattle. Went to turn something on, and it didn't come on. She said, I'm telling you, something's not right about this car. I said, I know it. We pull back up. But see, here's the thing. If you're not controlling your flesh, you'll go on and do it. You know how I know? Because the car before that one, I did it. And I missed it. And it cost me, and I had trouble with it. Thank God I learned a few things by this. I thought, I'm not doing that again. I don't care how pretty the thing is, how much I want it. No, I got a check. I don't have a quickening. In fact, I got a check. So what's it time to do? Huh? It's time to go away. Does your flesh want to go away? No. We came back, and I said, you know, seems like something's wrong with that car. He looked at me. He looked at the other salesman, the manager. He looked back at me. He said, what do you mean? I said, we just think something's wrong with the car. He said, excuse us. They went inside and talked. Apparently, they knew something we didn't know. We found another car at the same place. It's a better car. Made a deal on that. And when we were closing the paperwork, they said, you know, sorry, Mr. Moore, sorry we misrepresented that car to you. They thought I knew more than I did. But I had somebody inside me who knew everything about everything. He knew what had happened. You know, sometimes stuff happens to new cars. Sometimes they had a bad day at the factory, you know. And thank God the Holy Ghost, no way you could know all that kind of stuff, but the Holy Ghost knows. The one I did get, never had a problem with. It was just a blessing. Spirit, flesh. Spirit, if you follow your flesh, it's going to cost you. Follow the Spirit, it's going to be good. It's going to be saved problems. Okay, finally, 2 Corinthians, 3rd chapter. He said, 3:17, 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit, where the what? The who? The Spirit. Where the Spirit is, where the Spirit's in manifestation, where the Spirit is operating, what will there be?
Liberty.
How can you tell if it's flesh or if it's Spirit? What about preaching and teaching? How could you tell if it's Spirit or if it's flesh? Flesh preaching will put you in bondage. Did you hear me? When you're through, you just are condemned. All you know is what you can't do. I can't do this. I haven't done this. And I haven't done that. And the further you go, it's just bondage. Bondage, bondage. And you feel depressed and defeated. And you can't do it. And you're no good. The anointing does what? I mean, it removes the burdens. It destroys the yokes. Well, when the yokes come off and the burdens come off, you're free. Is that right? You're liberated. You're free. When it's in the Spirit, when it's of the Spirit, it ministers liberty to you. The further you go into it, the freer you get. Right? You got your eyes on Jesus. It's building you up and it's setting you free. Now you know that's the Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. Flesh puts you in bondage. Spirit sets you free. Flesh pulls you down, wears you out. Spirit builds you up, quickens you. Flesh draws attention to flesh. Spirit draws attention to Jesus. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you see how these three cover a lot of ground, don't they? I mean, if you were thinking about these every day in your life, watching it, measuring it, everything in you, on your own life, anybody else trying to minister to you, you judge it by these, and you'll see very clearly. As you go on, it won't be obscure to you. It won't be confusing to you. Because so many times, it's sad. People are scratching their head going, well, wonder what is the Holy Ghost? And is that just me? Or is that the Spirit? It's sad that people are so confused. It's so simple. We don't have to be. Stay in the Word. The Word brings light. That's what we've been doing tonight, right? I mean, we've been reading verses. I didn't come up with this. This was here a long time before I ever came along. The Spirit of God breathes life, quickens, edifies, sets you free. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Let's lift up our hands, begin to thank God for the Holy Spirit of God who lives in us. Dwells in us. Oh, thank you, Lord, for the mighty, mighty greater one who quickens us, enables us. Oh, hallelujah. Go ahead, stand on your feet and thank Him some properly.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Life of Praise, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 4th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me